ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah is continuing with the Seder of Chayvei Skila, and the Mishnah brings Ayerochik mi Beis HaSkila Dalet Amos, when they were within 4 Amos of the Beis HaSkila. Mavshitin Oiseyes Begodav, they would take off the clothes of the one who's Mechuyiv Skila. Ha'ish mechaisen mechasen oisa milafonov, by an ish they would cover him after they took off his clothes, they were mechasen oisa milafonov. And the isha they would cover milfaneh umeachareh, and this is the shita divi Reb Yehuda. And the chacham machilukan Reb Yehuda, and the chacham hold the ish niskal orum ve'ein the isha niskalis aruma. The chacham machiluk that the only mafshitim begodav by an ish, tafken ish is niskal without his clothes, ve'ein the isha niskalis aruma. And the Gemara asks the Stira in Shita Reb Yehuda ad Reb Yehuda that now Mishnah Reb Yehuda is not choishish for her, and he holds that the Isha is Niskela Saruma. And the Gemara asks the Stira from the Mishnah in Saita, and the Stira from the Rabbanan ad Rabbanan is that the Rabbanan are choishish for her in our Mishnah, and they hold Ein Isha Niskela Saruma. It's a Stira from the Rabbanan from the Mishnah in Saita. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Saita, a Koyin Oichis Bivgadel. The Koyin used to grab the Begodim of the Isha who's a Saita, Im Nikru, Nikru, Vim Nifrimu, Nifrimu. And he would rip ad shemegale es liba. V'soyser asar, and the coin would then be soyser, the hero of the isha who's a soita. And Reb Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakam. Reb Yehuda holds him a liba noe, if her leiv was noe, lehoye megale, he was not megale her leiv. V'im hoye sayra noe, if her sar was noe, lehoye soyser, he wasn't soyser her sar. And we see from here that Reb Yehuda is choshish for her, and the Tanakam is not choshish for her. In fact, the Gemara, it's a steer of Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, and a steer of the Rabbanon, ad Rabbanon. And the Gemara answers the stira of Reb Yehuda ad Reb Yehuda that it's cholik the case of Saita from the case of Chayvei Skila. When it comes to the case of the Saita, there's a chash that the Isha was not Mizana, and maybe she'll be Shaisa than a Saita and survive. Shemen Yisku ba'pir chekuna, therefore over there were more choshish for her. Manshaki, when it comes to Chayvei Skila, where the Isha is getting killed, we're not choshish for her, being that the Isha is anyways getting killed. The Gemara then answers the stira of the Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, like the Gemara, the Rabbanan ad Rabbanan nami like Kashya. Amakra, when it comes to a Saita, we want to bring the Naisu kol Anoshim v'leisase kim zim aschena. We want to show the other Noshim that the other Noshim shouldn't do such a chet, and therefore we're mevazah the Saita, we're not choshish for the hero. We want to be mevazah the Saita that other Noshim should learn not to be chayte. Like the Gemara calls the dafka by a Saita, mashenka when it comes to chayveski, la'achayim l'chayisa godl mizeh. This itself is the best musr that the Isha is getting killed, this that she's mechuyev skila. We don't have to go through the extra musr to give to be mevazeh the Isha that all the Noshim should learn. Being that the mechuyev skila is getting killed, that's already enough, and we don't have to be mevazeh more by being seikel her aruma. And the Gemara asks that Agam, there's enough of a musr that comes out from this that she's getting killed, li'avid batarti, why not also be mevazeh, therefore there'll be more of a musr? And the Gemara answers, Am Rav Nachman, Am Rabba Baravua, Am Rakov, Verhafto, L'reacha, Kamoicha. Beror loy misa yafe. The Gemara darshins from the mitzvah of Ehavta l'recha kamoicha yishmevare of misa yafe for a person who is chayiv misa. The Gemara sees this from the pasuk of Ehavta l'recha kamoicha, and therefore, if it's not necessary, being that already there's enough ein lecha yisa gadol mizeh, this that she's getting killed, so memela we're not being seikel her aruma, we're beror loy misa yafe, and we're not mevazer. On this that the Gemara darshins the pasuk of Ehavta l'recha kamoicha, that it's referring to Beror Le Misa Yafa, that Bishas Misasa, to kill a person in a Misa Yafa, not to kill him Baifim Bizayim Bishas Misasa. Taizis is Mefarish, where does the Gemara see that the Pasuk of Haftal Recha Kamecha is referring to Shas Misa? Maybe the Pasuk of Haftal Recha Kamecha is referring to a Pasuk Michayim. While a person's alive, Haftal Recha Kamecha, but where do we see from there Beror Le Misa Yafa, that the Pasuk is referring Bishas Misasa to be buried from a Misa Yafa? And Taisis brings Yesh Mefarshim Mishum de Lerecha Kamoicha Leishayach Mechayim. That we can't say the Pasuk of Haftal Lerecha Kamoicha is referring to Mechayim. Because if the Pasuk of Haftal Lerecha Kamoicha is referring to Mechayim, we know the Klal Taisis brings this Chayecha Kaidman. The Gemara brings that when it comes to if there's two people and there's only one cup of water and they both need it to survive, the Alach is Chayecha Kaidman, the person can keep the cup of water for himself and not give it to his friend. So Taisis, if we have a Klal of Chayecha Kaidman, we can't have a mitzvah of Haftal Lerecha Kamoicha. So al karchach the pasuk isn't referring to mechayim elamai, it's referring to bishas misasay that beror le misa yafa, and that's where the Gemara saw in this pasuk included in the mitzvah of after lecha kamoicha is beror le misa yafa. And today's that means the second pshat, where do we see that the pasuk of after lecha kamoicha is referring to beror le misa yafa? Mishum dechzib bereishit dekor leisikim v'leisita. The Reish of this Pasuk brought the Sikim Vilasita, and the Lashon Nekima is referring to Misa, Kedaminan the Kamon Pagdal Mises. And being that the Pasuk of Leisikim Vilasita is referring to Misa, who had in Vahafta Lerecha Kamoicha is also referring to Bishas Misa, and that's where we see that the mitzvah is Brodle Misa Yafa. And the Emes is Taisa's first pshat that Taisa brought that the Pasuk of Vahafta Lerecha Kamoicha can't be referring to Mechaim, because we know the Kal is Chayecha Kaidman Akarchach, the Pasuk is referring to Bishas Misa, Brodle Misa Yafa. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah asks his kasha. The Ramban says on the pasuk of V'hafta L'recha Kamoicha, the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim in Perek Yates. Zok the Ramban, V'hafta L'recha Kamoicha is a afloga, it's only a guzma. Zok the Ramban, Ki lo yekabel leva odim sheyev eschaveri ka'avos yes nafshay. It's not possible for a person to be oyev eschaveri just like the avi has for himself. And then the Ramban brings a second raya that the pasuk of V'hafta L'recha Kamoicha is a afloga, and it doesn't mean mamish V'hafta L'recha Kamoicha. Zok the Ramban, V'oid, Shekvar bore Rabbi Akiva v'lamad chayecha kaidmin l'chayi chaveyecha. Zok the Ramban, Rabbi Akiva already told us the klal of chayecha kaidmin, and the Ramban is asking this question of Taisvis, that if it's chayecha kaidmin, how can we say v'hafta l'recha kamoicha? Zok the Ramban, al-korchach, the mitzvah v'hafta l'recha kamoicha is a flog, and it doesn't mean mamish to be v'hafta l'recha kamoicha, and therefore it's not a steer to this that we say chayecha kaidmin. And the Ramban explains the mitzvah, the mitzvah sa'atoyve sheyev chavey b'chol inyin kashayev es nafshay. A person should be oyev es chaveri as much as he loves himself, b'chol ha'atoyv, to do for his friend like he does for himself. But it doesn't mean mamish to be kamoicha. This that it says kamoicha is only a flog, and it doesn't mean a mamish, because we know that klal is the chayecha kaidmin, so it can't be v'afta l'recha kamoicha. On this that Tosis answers this question of chayecha kaidmin, and Tosis explains the pasuk of v'afta l'recha kamoicha is referring to l'acham misa, it's referring to brole misa yaf, and is not referring to mechayim. Rabbi Yerucham Fischel Perlau in his Pirush on the Psadia Goyin, the Mitzvah Yotes, asks that we find Kama Vekama Gemoris to Achas that the Mitzvah V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha is not only Alacha Misa, not only Bishas Misa, but Afila Mechayim. Also, there's a Mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. The Gemara in the Dharma that Samachem it based brings the Mitzvah V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha, Afila Mechayim also. We find the Gemara in Kedushin in the beginning of the second parak says it's also to be Mekadish Yisha Yerena because of the Pasuk of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. So we see Afila Mechayim of the Isha, it's also to be Mekadish and Isha Acha Yerena, and the Gemara learns this from the Pasuk of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. We see the Mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha is Afila Mechayim also. So how is it that Tosis is telling us that the Mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha is Be'ikah referring to Bishas Misa, and the Pasuk means to say, Bro Le Misa Yafe, because it can't be Mechayim, we know the Klal is Chayecha Kaidmin. And Zokta B'Yurchum Fischer Perla that the Kavanah of Tosis is not that the Mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha is Dafka Bishas Misa. The Tosis means to say is the Pasuk of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha is referring to Bishas Misa. And the Ikka of the Pasuk is coming to tell us Bro Le Misa Yafa, it's going La'acha Misa and Bishas Misa. Then there's a Mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. But once we see that there's a Halacha of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha La'acha Misa, there's a Kal V'Chomer. If you to tell me that a person should be Oyev Es Chaveri Kamoisai, and he should love him like himself by Shas Misa and La'acha Misa, Kal V'Chomer Mechayim, a person should be Oyev Es Chaveri. And it's a dover that's nilmoid from the Kal V'Chomer. It's not the Pashtus of the Pasuk. The Pashtus of the Pasuk is referring to La'acha Misa, like the Josh of our Gemara. But Al Kaponim, once we see the La'acha Misa, a person should be Oyev Es Chaveri Kamoisai, it's the Kal V'Chomer Mechayim, that a person should be Oyev Es Chaveri. And Agamri doesn't have to be Oyev Es Chaveri Kamoisai Mamish, because the Klal is Chayecha Kaidmin. When it comes to Mechayim, the Klal is Chayecha Kaidmin. But Al Kaponim is the Kal V'Chomer, is a mitzvah, a person should be Oyev Es Chaveri. And from there, the Gemara is bringing also the Kaddish as Aisha Acha Yeren, and the Tantaf from a Kal V'Chomer from the mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. If there's a mitzvah to be Oyevim La'acha Misa, Kal V'Chomer Mechaim, there's a mitzvah to be Oyev Es Chaveri. But Zok Tev Yerucham Fischel, once it's only learnt from a Kal V'Chomer, Ki Miyashiv, Akashiv, the distant of Sadi going is Moine as a separate mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. And then he counts as a separate mitzvah, there's an Issa of Le Sigzel, there's an Issa of Le Sinof, there are Yisum of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And the klal is that the psadigoin only counts as a separate mitzvah, even if it's one's an asay and one's a lois asay, if the mitzvah is not included in a different mitzvah. So, effective Rabbi Yochum Fischel, if the mitzvah of leis sigza is included in v'hafta l'recha kamoicha, a person's mechuyv to be oyev es chaveri kamoisa l'chayv included in that is the person shouldn't steal from his friend. So, why is it that the psadigoin counted as a separate mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of v'hafta l'recha kamoicha, and there's also a lav of leis sigza. Why don't we say that the lav le-sigzal is included in the mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha and should not be nimna as a separate mitzvah? It should be nimna as included in the mitzvah of V'Hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. But l'fi anal, Zok Tev Yerucham Fischel, it's me Yoshev, being that mechayim, it's only learnt out from a Kal V'Chomer from La'acha Misa. Be'etzin the mitzvah after lerecha kamoicha is referring to b'ror le'misa yafa, it's referring to la'ach ha'misa. It's nilmud from the akal v'chomer that me'chayim, there's a mitzvah to be oyves chaveri. But akal ponim, it's only a davar nilmud me'kal v'chomer, and therefore the klal is, we don't say that the mitzvah, the lav le'sigza is included in what's learned out from akal v'chomer, from the mitzvah after lerecha kamoicha. Me'made it's nimna as a separate mitzvah, and that's why Reb Sadyaga counts as a separate mitzvah. Then the mitzvah is say of after lerecha kamoicha, then his mind as a mitzvah leisa say leisigza leisinaf and mitzvah spenadun lachaveri, even though they would be included in the mitzvah after lavecha kamecha mechayim, being that's only nimud mekavochaymer, therefore it's nimne as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. On the etzem teretz of Rav Nachman is mefarish the sheet of the chachamim ha'ish niskal arum ve'ne isha niskelas arumas machmas to Joshua ve'ahafta lavecha kamecha bro loy misa yafet mevar for the isha niskelas a misa yafet a misa without bizyonis. And therefore, the halacha is ein isha niskelas aruma. Fact the Gemara lema de Rav Nachman tanoi. Let's say Rav Nachman is a machlikis tanoim. Rav Yehuda is chelik on the chachamim, and Rav Yehuda the isha is niskelas aruma. And Kain Rav Yehuda is not chishish for the josh of verle misa yafa. Fact the Gemara lema de Rav Nachman tanoi. Let's say Rav Nachman is tali in a machlikis tanoim, and the Gemara answers loy de kulei alma istu de Rav Nachman. Everybody's masking to this josh of Rav Nachman, and the machlikis is what's considered misa yafa. It's more odd for a person not to have the bizyonis. Therefore, ain't a isha niskelas aruma. A garment's going to be gayim her more tsar. It's going to take her longer to die. Mikamakim bizyuni de inish adifale. It's odd for it to be niskelas with bilvusha in order not to have the bizyonis of being niskelas aruma. A garment's going to be gayim more tsar. And if Yehuda is chaylik, if Yehuda is nicha de gufe odd mi bizyuni. The nicha the gufe is odd for her, so the brole misa yafe is masking to the joshua brole misa yafe. But what's considered the misa yafe? The misa yafe is to be niskelas aruma in order that she should die quicker. And agam she has more bizyonis, nicha the gufe adifle. And the achrenim ask a kasha on this gemara. This gemara is nista from a gemara in Barbasa on Daftes. The gemara in Barbasa Daftes is discussing hilchis staka. And the gemara brings a machoikis on mevuna, boitkin the mizyonis vein, boitkin the ksus. If an ani comes to ask a person for tzedakah, when it comes to mezainis, whether or not the person has to give him food, the person is baidik lemezainis, he can be baidik to ani to make sure that the ani really needs food before giving him the food. But when it comes to ksus, the person should not be baidik to ani to see if the ani actually needs clothes. Ein baidkin the ksus. And the Gemara is mefarish, it's a svara, haikam mevazi, haikam mevazi. When it comes to mezainis, there is no bizyonis in this that the person is hungry. So being that it's not the bizyonis, so we tell the ani to wait until the person is baidik lemezainis to see if the ani actually needs mezainis. Mashenki, when it comes to ksus with his bizyonis, this that the ani doesn't have clothes, he's being mevuzah memela ein baidkin lemezainis, the person ein baidkin the ksus, the person should immediately give him clothes, being that this bizyonis and this that the ani is waiting without having clothes, ein baidkin the ksus. And the Gemara there being that Rav Yehuda is chaylik, and Rav Yehuda holds baidkin the ksus, vein baidkin lemezainis. If you know that a person could be baidik before he gives a ani clothes, he could be baidik whether or not the ani is a rami or not a rami, whether or not the ani actually needs the clothes. Mashiach, when it comes to mezainis, ein baidkin lemezainis, a person should not be baidik for mezainis, and if the ani comes to the door hungry, the person should immediately give him food without being baidik. And the Gemara is mefarish the svar of Yehuda. The svar of Yehuda is haikom mitzarile vahaylaikom mitzarile. When it comes to ksus, there is no tsar. This that the person doesn't have clothes, there's not tsar. It's only bizyonis. Therefore, we tell him to wait until he can be baidik, whether or not the ani is a rami or the ani isn't a rami. Mashenke, when it comes to mizyonis with its tsar aguf, the ani is starving. We don't tell the ani to wait, and we say, ein baidkin le mizyonis. Our kaponim, we see shitas Reb Yehuda is that the tsar aguf is adifle. And we see shitas Reb Huna is that the bizyonis is adifle to a person, and therefore it's baidkin le ksus, ein baidkin le mizyonis. The Rambam paskins, when it comes to our sugi, the Rambam paskins like the sheet of the Chachamim, ha'ish niskel orim ve'ne isha niskela saruma, ha'gami paskin brole misa yafe, so which one's adif, the bizoin or the tzar aguf? The Rambam paskins, ein isha niskela saruma, it's mashma that the bizoin of a person is adif tfei, and therefore the isha is niskela belavusha, k'day that she shouldn't have the bizoinus of being niskela saruma, and that we assume is a brole misa yafe. And the Rambam menuchis stoka, the Rambam paskins like Rev Yehuda, Raman Paskins, that's ein boitkin the mezainis, but it's boitkin the ksos. And the svar Reb Yehuda is that the tzara guf is adif to a person. So, in fact, the achrenim mastir in the piskei Rambam, which one's adif? Is the bezoin adif to a person that he'd prefer not to have the bezoinis, even if it's goyim a tzara guf, like the mashmois of our sugya that the ein ishin is keles aruma? Or is it adif to a person, the tzara guf, the person would prefer not to have the tzara guf, even though the person is going to have to suffer through bezeinus, like the mashmois of the sugim in Bava Basra, where the Gemara paskins ain't boitkin the mezeinus, but boitkin the ksus, like the shita of Reb Yehuda. And the Achrayim say a number of chilukim to answer this theory in the Piskei Rambam, which one is odif, is there like an our sugya, the mashmoy says that bezoyin is odif, and the psak of the Rambam in the sugya in Baba Basra that we say that tzara guf is odif. The Chavis Yorin Simen Kuvsa, the Aleph answers, ain't ledamwis tzara letzavi, ledamwis bezoyin le bezoyin. A person can't be medamwis one type of tzara to a different type of tzara, the tzara of being killed, a person getting killed quicker, to the tzara guf, a person who doesn't have what to eat, the tzara of the oni. And the dam is the bezoyin to the bezoyin, and therefore we can't bring a stira and bring medama one to the other. In our sugi, the halacha is the bezoyin is adif, and the sugi in Baba Basra, the halacha is that the tzara guf is adif. The mitzapaisin is mefarish more the chilik. What's the chilik between the bezoyin in our sugi and the bezoyin in the sugi in Baba Basra? In our sugi, the bezoyin is nasai de achrini, the mafshitinaisa and seiklinaisa aruma. It's a bezoyin that's nasai de achirim. I mean that the bezoyin is nasai de achirim. We say the halacha is that the bezoyin is adif. Mashenki in the sugya in Baba Basra was discussing a ani who doesn't have ksus, he doesn't have what to clothe himself, that's not a bezoin that's being nasasai de achrini, and over there the halach is that tzara guf is adif. But our kuponim we see from the mitzapa eisen and from the chavis yoris, ain the dam is one type of tzara to a different type of tzara, and the dam is one type of bezoin to a second type of bezoin, and therefore there is no stir in the Piskei Rambam. The Osamech in Perek Tezvov and Uchis Sanhedrin is miyashiv the stir in the Rambam Baif and Ache. And Zaktamei Simcha, the chilik is in our sugya, there's a choice, is if a person should be nizbazer, the person should have tzaraguf, which one is adif. And over there, the halach is that the bezoyin is adif, bezoyin dinchi is adif lay them from tzaraguf. A person would rather suffer bezoyinus, even though if it's going to cause him tzaraguf. Mashenkin, the sugya in Baba Basra, we are discussing whether or not a person should check the oni before giving him money, before giving him food, and before giving him clothing. When it comes to being Baidik, if he's a rabbi over there, we say that Tzara Guf is Adiflay. The reason why the Tzara Guf is Adiflay, when a person's being Baidik to Ani, the Ani's coming starving and he needs food to eat. I feel if he's a rabbi and the Ani really has food at home and he has what to eat, he's a rabbi coming to fool him and take the food from him. Because Makam right now he has Tzara Guf. And when the person gives him the food, he is giving him something which is going to take away the Tzara Guf. The person coming, even if he's a rami, mikol makim, there's mimonav shach tzara guf, and he's taking away tzara guf. The question if he's mechuyev to take off the tzara guf, or there is no chiyev, being that the person is a rami and has food at home. But mimonav shach, he is taking off tzara guf. Mashenke, when it comes to the ksus, when it comes to bezoinus of a person, if the person is a rami and he decided that it's adiflay, he would prefer to suffer the bezoinus in order to gain the money, in order to fool people to give him clothing. But if instead that the person decided by himself to go without ksus, kidei to ask people for ksus, they should give him free ksus. But if instead there is no bezenius in this that he's going, he decided it's adifle. If the person decided to invest in himself this bezenius in order to gain, we don't consider that bezoin the inchi, that's not considered a bezoin, it's something he decided is kidei to do. And in Cain, on the tzad that he's a rami, there is no bezenius, but when he's giving him the ksus, he's napping misalik his bezenius. The reason why in the sugya of Vilchot Stoka the Rambam paskins the tzara guf is adifle is because I feel on the tzad he's a rama, he's being misalik tzara guf. When it comes to ksus, on the tzad that he's a rama, he is not being misalik his bezenius pechlal. Over there we say first you should be boidik before giving him the ksus, and that's why the halach is boidkin the ksus ve'vein boidkin the mezenius. If Shachin Avi Yezvim per Exayim Yilchis Matnes Aniyim is mechalik the two nedoinim, the nidin in our sugya and the nidin in the sugya in Barbasa are einin doimin zelazeklal. So it's Dr. Pshach, the nidin in our sugya is if a person has a choice of two things. He has a choice of bezoinus or a choice of tzara guf, which one is odd for the person to pick. That's the machlekes in our sugya, the chachamim hold that a person would prefer not to get the bezoinus, even if he's going to suffer tzara guf. And the shita of Yehuda is a person would prefer not to get the tzara guf, hagam is going to suffer bezoinus. So over there, the Rambam paskins, like the chachamim, that a person would prefer not to get the bezoinus, even if it's going to be goyim tzara guf. Mashegin the sugya in Baba Basra is not discussing a person has a choice of two things. We're not discussing a ani who's coming and has a choice to pick if he should have bezeinus or if he should have tzara guf. The halacha is boitkin the ksus ve'im boitkin the mezeinus. That when it comes to mezeinus, when it comes to tzara guf, the hilchus tztaka is mechayev that a person shouldn't be boidik. In a nidin, when an ani is coming in front of him with tzara guf, the hilchus tztaka is mechayev not to be mounting to give him the mezeinus miyad in order that he shouldn't have tzara guf. When it comes to ksus, hagam the bezoinus is worse for a person and you'd prefer to have tzara guf than to have bezoinus. But hilchus tztaka is not mechayev when it comes to ksus. If a person comes to the door and has bezoinus, your person's allowed to go be baidik first, whether or not he's a rami, before giving him the ksus. And hilchus tztaka is not mechayev that the person should give him immediately the ksus in order to cover up his bezoinus. But But it's not because that the bizyonis is less to a person than the tzara guf. Even if bizyonis is worse for a person than when it comes to tzara guf, there is no chiv on the person to misalak the bizyonis of the oni until he's boidik whether or not he's a rami. Umemel the halach is that ain't boidkin the bizyonis till chutzlok is mechayiv not to give him the tzara guf, to give him food miyad. But there is no chiv to misalak his bizyonis until he's boidik that his first checks out if he's a rami or not a rami. And if he's not a rami, then he'll give him the ksus. Therefore, the halach is boitkin the ksus ve'im boitkin the mezoinis. Like on the Rama Paskins and Arsugi, that mezoinis is all deflay. Akofanim, we said over three terutzim in the achoinim in the chilik and the steam in the piske Rama and Rama Paskins and Arsugi, that the mezoinis is odif to a person and you'd prefer to have tzaguf than to have mezoinis. Mashiach, the Rama Paskins and Arsugi, stoko boitkin the ksus ve'im boitkin the mezoinis, it's mashmet tzaguf is odif to a person. We said over the chavis, you're in the mitzapa, isn't that a person kept medam mitzah, letzah, and bezoin the bezoin. And the mitzvah basin is mechalik between the bezoin and our sugi, which is nasai de achrini, to the bezoinis, to the sugi and barbasa, which is nasai me'atzme, it's not happening through other people. We said over the chilik of the arsameach, the reason why the sugi and barbasa we say tzaguf is odif le'agam, normally we pass kim bezoinis is odif to a person. In the sugi and barbasa, if you don't the tzad that he's a rami, there is a tzaguf, when he's giving him food, he's being misalik the tzaguf. When it comes to the ksus, if the person decides it's kedai to go fool other people, that's not considered bezenis bechlal. If he's willingly going without ksus in order to get from other people clothing, he decided that's kedai, that's not nechshav a bezoin. So ala tzadir is a rama, he's not being misalik his bezenis bechlal. When it comes to mezoinis, if the person is starving, the mice is being misalik as tzaguf in one of shachtif, over there we pask in that tzaguf is odif, even though normally we hold that bezenis is odif to a person. And we said over a third teretz from Mepshach and Avi Ezvi is mechalak that the nidin nasugi is if a person is deciding which one's odif, then we say bezoinis is odif to a person. Mashenkin the sugi and barbasta were not deciding which one's odif, and on the shaila nilchus stalker whether or not a person's allowed to wait before giving the person mezoinis and before giving him ksus. When it comes to mezoinis, the person cannot wait, being that he's having taraguf, hilchus stalker is mechayiv not to wait. Hagam bezoinis is odif leit stokos more mechayev to be misalik the taraguf to give him food remarking that Tani is starving. Mashenki, when it comes to ksus, the person doesn't have a chiyev to give him clothing until he checks out if he's a rami. Once he's mevar that he's an ani and not a rami, then we say he's mechayev to give him the clothes. Therefore, the halacha is boitkin the ksus vein boitkin the mezoinis. The next Mishnah continues the halachas of how bezins mechayev a person's skilo, the seidov, the neskolin. The Mishnah brings the din based on skilo, you gavoyesh, they came with the ear, they pushed the one who's chayev skilo off of was two stories high. Echad min ha'edim doichfoy al mosnov, one of the edim went and pushed him that he should land on his back. Nepach ha'liba, if he turned over in the middle and landed on his heart. Hoifchoy al mosnov, they go and they turn him back around that he should be al mosnov. And Dr. Mishnah, if he dies, mi machmas the tchiyav, im meisba, them the ready yetzer the chiyav. If he's still alive after they push him off, Hasheni Neitel Asaevin, they go, and the second aid brings a stone, Vinoisli Aliba, he throws it on the heart of this person, Vimeisba Yatza, Vimlav, if he still didn't die, Vigimose Bechol Yisrael, all Yidden go and stone him, Shenema Yadaidim Tiabeba Rishaino, the Yadaidim are the first ones to go kill him, Vyadkol Ha'om Bachreino, then everyone else comes to kill him if he's still alive after the Tchia and the Zvika Seevin of the Aidim. Then Kol Yisrael Yadam Boy, they all throw avonim at him to kill him. And the Gemara has Tekash, and this that the Beis Askila was Gavoyash Tekoimis, they pushed him off an area that was two stories high. Tana Vekoimash Shalai, and also his height is also included, the area that he's falling from a height of two stories plus his own height. Hairekan Shalish, it's an area really that's three stories high, he's falling from three stories high. In fact, the Gemara Miboinon Kulehai, why do we need such a large shear? V'eminu, when it comes to the hezek of bar, if a person digs a bar b'shasarabim and another person falls in or an animal falls in and dies, he is chayiv. And the Gemara brings a b'raisa, ma bar shu k'day lahamis, a bar has k'day lahamis, which is asara tfachim. Af kol k'day lahamis asara tfachim, so to all areas that's a 10 tefach fall, that's already enough, that's k'day lahamis. So we see we don't need an area of 2 k'aymas plus his own height, which is 3 k'aymas high, in order to kill him. Afilu 10 tfachim itself is enough to kill a person. And the Gemara answers, "Amev Nachman and Rabbi Ba'avua, Markrova, Hafta Lerecha, Kamoicha, Brole Misa Yafet." We want to kill him in a oifin that he should die quickly. Therefore, it's Brole Misa Yafet. So we push him off an area that's higher than Tantvachim. We push him off an area that's three stories high. In fact, the Gemara, if you want to be Brole Misa Yafet, that he should die faster, Yachi Ligbei Tvei. Why don't we push him off an area that's even higher than three stories? And the Gemara answers, "Mishum Deminvol." It's going to make his body disgusting when it falls down. If he's falling from an area that's higher than 3 stories high, it's going to make his body manovel. Therefore, we push him off an area that's dafka 2 stories high. Therefore, the body won't be manovel. But afilach, he'll die fast and is a kiyum of brolei misa yafe. The Yerushalmi also asks the question of our Gemara, that Maishtam, when it comes to bar, we say the shia misa of kedei lahamis is 10 tfachim tall. And why is it that when it comes to skila, we push him off an area that's 2 stories plus kaimidi day, which is 3 stories high? Maishna, when it comes to the chi of bar, we say kedei lamis is 10 tfachim, and when it comes to the chi of skila, it's mashma that kedei lamis is 3 stories high. And the Yerushalmi gives a different teretz than our Gemara. The Yerushalmi answers the chilk between the chayve skila and the misa of bar is that a bar is falling in shalom midas. When a person falls into the bar, he doesn't realize he's falling into the bar. And therefore, even with a less of a fall, a person gets more hezek. And it's kedei lahamis afilu with 10 tfachim b'makam that a person fell shalai midas. Mashenke, when it comes to chayvei skila, where we're pushing him off midas, a person knowingly is getting pushed off and he braces himself for the fall, but even zeh, 10 tfachim wouldn't be enough kedei lahamis. It has to be dafka 2 kaimis plus kaimis didei is 3 kaimis tall. 10 tfachim itself wouldn't kill him about he's a neifel midas. It's dafka if he has 2 kaimis plus kaimis didei, which is 3 kaimis tall, that will be enough kedei lahamis. Veishesef in Yeridei in Siman Nunches brings this divrei haYerushalmi laAlacha. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis brings the Alacha Amar Reb Nachman Beis Amit Bachayim Ein Boi Mishum Yisukei Varim. Even though normally if an animal falls from a height of 10 tfachim, there's a chash of treifa, there's a chash of Yisukei Varim. By Beis Amit Bachayim, when it comes to the shlachtos and a person pushes the animal to the floor in order to be able to shech the animal while it's lying on the floor, Hagan, the animal could be more than 10 tfachim tall, and the nefila that the animal is falling is a nefila of yosim miyotvachim, afilo achi ein boi mishum yisuki evarim. And the Gemara is mefarish, the reason amar rav tziparnav no yitzad shemegia la'aretz, being that the animal knows it's getting pushed to the floor, the animal is no yitz tziparnav, it digs its fingernails into the ground, and then when it's noyful la'aretz, it's as it's being digging itself into the ground, it falls, and it's not as hard of a fall, being that it's holding itself onto the ground. Mamela, being that the fall isn't as hard, ain't by mishum yisuki evarim. And the Beis Yosef brings this halacha of Beis Amit Bachayim, ain't by mishum yisuki evarim. He brings the tam of the Gemara, being that it's neifel midas, it's neitz tzipon of baretz. And the Beis Yosef is mitzayin to this halacha, the divrei haYerushalmi in our sugya, that the Yerushalmi is mechalik between one who is being neifel, it has to be dafka from shalish kaimis tol by chayvin skila, and it's ein adayma to a bar, which we say is kedemisa is 10 tfachim, and the Yerushalmi is mechalik between a neifel midas and a neifel shalei midas. So to be says, if we're then am besa mit bachayim, being that the animal is being neifel midas, it's neitz tziparnov, and when it's falling to the ground, it's not as hard of an impact, and therefore 10 tfachim itself wouldn't kill it. It's dafka, a higher height is necessary in order to be mazik the animal benefilosai, and therefore besa mit bachayim is ein boi mishum yisuke evar. If Nei Yeshua in Baba Kama and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis is Matmi on the Beis Yosef, in fact, if Nei Yeshua, how can we bring a chilik between a Neufel Midas and a Neufel Shalom Midas and came? What's the kash of our Gemara? Our Gemara asks a steer from Ma'abor Asara Tvachim, so we see 10 Tvachim is considered Kedei Lahomis, and came, why do you have to push off the Chayvei Skila from a height of Shalish Kaimis, we need 3 Kaimis in order to kill him? In fact, if Nei Yeshua, if there's a chilik between a Neufel Midas and a Neufel Shalom Midas, if you have to tell me that by Neufel Midas one needs a higher height in order to kill him, Imkain, that's why we need Dafka Shalish Kaimis, since Ein Adoyim Tabar, which is a Neufel Shalom Midas, like the Teretz of the Yerushalmi. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, Bishlom, according to the Shach in Siman Nun Chesef, Katan Aleph, is Mefarish, this Halacha, Dafka, if there's a place to be Neitz Tziparnov. When it comes to a Shor in the Shlachtais, where they're pushing it to the floor, the Shor could dig its fingernails into the ground, like the Gemara is Mefarish, and when it falls, it's not falling as hard. But being that the shor has the ability to dig its fingernails into the ground while it's being pushed, therefore we say a neifel midas is not considered the regular nefila, and from a height of 10 tfachim it wouldn't be mazik the bema when it's neitz tzipanayim into the karka. Mashenki, when it comes to the chayvei skila, where we're pushing him off an area that would be more than 10 tfachim tall, where he can't be neitz tzipanayim into the ground, he's getting pushed off the cliff, he's getting pushed off that he should fall from that height. There is no svar of neitz tzipanayim. Over there we say the gemara sakasha, maishna from a bar that the shear is 10 tfachim, and by Chayv Yiskil, the Shir is Shalish Kaimis Tol. But the Beis Yosef that's being Mitzayin, this Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says it's a chiluk to Neifel Midas and Neifel Shalom Midas. And by Chayv Yiskil, being that it's a Neifel Midas, that's where we need a higher height. And Cain, the Beis Yosef is saying that there is no chiluk between this, that it's Neitz Tziparnov, the Iker chiluk is between Neifel Midas and Neifel Shalom Midas. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if the chiluk is between a Neifel Midas and a Neifel Shalom Midas, what's the kash of our Gemara by us? The Maishna Bar, the Shir is Asar Tvachim, and Chayv Yiskil, the Shir is Shalish Kaimis. The Arsameach in Perek Tesvom Ilchus Sanhedrin answers the Shita of the Beis Yosef. At Eina Chanami, we hold of the Svar of the Yerushalmi, there's a chilik between a Neifel Midas and a Neifel Shalom Midas. And it's dafka by a neifel shloim midas that the shear of boris are sorat tvachim, that's enough kedei lahamis. Mashenkin by a neifel midas, the shear is not a sorat tvachim, the shear is sholish kaimis, and up until sholish kaimis, a person wouldn't be kedei lahamis. I did this that he's neifel ten tvachim. Mazokta is sameach, this that the Bavli didn't hold like the Yerushalmi to answer the stira. When it comes to chayvei skilas, that we say the shear is sholish kaimis, in fact, the Gemara maishnaf from a bor that the shear is a sorat tvachim. Hagami holds the chiluk to neifel midas and neifel shloim midas, and the Bavli is maskim to the Yerushalmi. Mikamakim, the Bavli still asks the Kasha, Maishna Bara Saratvachim, Maishna Chayveskila, the Shira Sholish Kaimis, because the Bavli holds that Chayveskila is doimit to a Neifel Shalom Midas. The Gemara had brought earlier that by Chayveskila, the Mashkin is a Yain and a Kurt Shalavaina. They give him a Mashka of Yain in order to make him a little bit shikker that he shouldn't be so much Magish that Tsar Bishas Nefilosi Bishas that he's Chayiv Misa. So being that they gave him some Mashka of Yain in order that he shouldn't be Magish so much that Tsar, so he's not fully Bedaita Bishas, he's falling. And he can't hold himself so much as he's falling down in order to brace himself for the fall, being that he's a little bit shikir, he's daimit to an eifel shalai midas. The male, the Bavli held that Agam were masking to the svar of the Yerushalmi, there's a chil to an eifel midas and an eifel shalai midas. When it comes to chayvei skila, the Bavli still has a kasha, maishna bar that the shir is asara tfachim, and maishna when it comes to chayvei skila, we say the shir is shtei kaimis and kaimi didei, which is a shir of sholish kaimis. And we have to be meisif on the svar of the Or Sameach. Agam, the Gemara said earlier that there's a svar of Bizune Adif of Tzare de Gufei Adif. So the Gemara is explaining that there is enough das when the Mashkinim, the Yain, and the Kor Chalavoyne is not fully Yotzim Yidaita, he's not fully Nasir Shikr, there's still a svar of Bizune Adif. He's still being Magish in his Bizyonis. It's just enough Shikr that he shouldn't be so much Magish to Tzare. Mikomokim, the Or Sameach is saying that amount of Shikr, that he's not fully sober himself, they gave him some Yain to drink, that he can't brace himself fully Bishas Nefilah, makes it enough of a neifel shalom midas that with the shear of asarat tvachim would be enough kedei lahamis. Being that he's falling with a little bit, not so balanced because he was chasing some yayin, some amel of the shear that's doimit to a neifel shalom midas that with 10 tvachim is enough also kedei lahamis. There is another teretz in the achayim in the Be'er Yitzchak in Evan Ezen, Simon Yud Ches, he is mechalik that Agam the Bavli is masking to the Yerushalmi, there's a chiluk to a neifel midas and a neifel shalom midas. That dafk if a person is stam falling, a person that falls midaita, not being tied up bechlal, for if in zeh we say that ten tfachim is not kedei la'amis. But by the comes to chayvei skila, we is tied up. When a person is tied up, it's daimut on eifel shalai midas. Being that he's tied up his hands and his feet, and he can't brace himself for the fall, that's daimut to an eifel shalai midas. Therefore, Agam the Bavli is masking to the aloch of the Yerushalmi and the Beis Yosef brings it l'dina, there's a chil to an eifel midas and an eifel shalai midas. And when it comes to the Beis HaMitbar Chaim, the reason why the Shor is not Nasar Yisuke Yevom is because he's a Neifel Midas. Mikamakon, the Bavli still has a Kasha, the Bavli is still asking, Maishnach Bar, which the Shir is Asar Tvachim, Maishnach Chayvei Skila, that the Shir is Shtei Kaimis, and Kaimi Didei, the Shir is Shalish Kaimis, because the Bavli holds, being that by Chayvei Skila is tied up, it's Daimel to a Neifel Shalom Midas, and it's Daimel to a Bar, that the Shir should be Asar Tvachim. Akal Panim, we said over on the Kasha of the Gemara, Maishna Bor the Shiras Asar Tvachim, Maishna Chayvei Skila the Shiras Sholish Kaimis, and the Gemara is answered by Yosp because Vahafta Levecha Kamecha Borle Misa Yafer, that the person should die quicker. And the Yerushalmi's Mechalak the Chilik is between a Neifel Midas and a Neifel Shalai Midas. By a Bor it's a Neifel Shalai Midas, Mashenkin Chayvei Skila is a Neifel Midas. And we said over the Beis Yosef brings Ladina the Divya Yerushalmi and he explains that's why in the Beis HaMitbar Chaim, the Aloch of the Gemara in Chulin, when it comes to pushing down an animal in the Shlachtois, it's Eimboi Mishum Yisuki Eivarim. So the Beis Yosef Lapidus Yerushalmi to Mechalik between a Neifel Midas and a Neifel Shalai Midas. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if the Bavli is masking to this Yerushalmi, what's the Bavli's Kasha, Maishna Bor and Maishna from Chayvei Skila that we say the Shir is Sholish Kaimis and by Bor the Shir is Asarat Fachim? In Bishlam, according to the Shach, where it's Dafkan based by Beis HaMitbar Chaim, that it could be Noyetz Tziparnov, Bishas, that Mapalim Loretz, he digs his fingernails into the ground, then we say it's Dafkan by Beis HaMitbar Chaim, Mashenkin by Chayvei Skila, where it can't be Noyetz Tziparnayim in the ground, then there the Gemara is Akasha, Maishna Bar, Asar Tvachim, and Chayvei Skila, the Shir Shalish Gaimus. But according to the Beis Yosef, that Shtel Tzu, the Yerushalmi, who's Mechalik, Tino Neifel Midas, and Neifel Shalom Midas, what's the Gemara's Kasha, Maishna Chayvei Skila, the Shir Shalish Gaimus, Maishna by Bar, that the Shir is Asar Tvachim. And we said over two terutzim from the Achreinim, the Sameach Imperik, the Zor Milchus, the Anejin is Mechalik, that when it comes to Chayvei Skila, being that they're Mashkin, Oyser, a Koyshal Yayin with a Kurchal Avoin, and he's Nasa a little bit Shikir, he's Daimit to an Eifel Shalai Midas. Hagam, the Gemara says he still has Bizyonis, there's a Chilik between Bizyuni Adif, or we say Tzari de Gufay Adif. Mikal Makim, being that he's a little bit Shikir, he's not able to balance himself so well, to brace himself, that the fall shouldn't be so hard, he's Daimit to an Eifel Shalai Midas, therefore the Gam, the Bavli's masking to the Aloch of the Yerushalmi. When it comes to Chayvei Skila, the Bavli still has a kasha. And we said over a second chiluk from the Be'er Yitzchak and Evan Ezra Simin Yud Ches, he's mechalik being that Chav Yiskili is tied up. It's daimit to an eifel shalai midas, because a person who's tied up can't brace himself with a fool. He's daimit to an eifel shalai midas, and therefore the Gemara is a kasha, and Baishna Bar Asar Tvachim, and Chav Yiskili the Shira Shalish Kaimis. The Mishnah brings the halacha after they bring the one who's chayiv skila to a height of gevoya mishtei koimois. One of the edim comes and zdoich fei almasnov, and in meisbo then the yatsa. But if the person doesn't die from this, that the aid pushed him off from, and he fell from such a height, hasheni the second aid comes. He's noitelas a even v'noisnei alibay. The second aid brings a stone and puts it on the heart of the person who's chayiv skila meisbo yatsa v'im lavigi mosi b'chol Yisrael. And the Mishnah brings us from the Pasuk, Shenema Yad, Eidim Tiyibay Bari Shayna, the Eidim come first to kill him, La Amisai, and after the Eidim come and try to kill him, then Yad Kol Omba Achreina, then everyone's Mechiv to come kill him after the Eidim already, Yad, Eidim Tiyibay Bari Shayna. From Mikam Akam, the Eidim come first, therefore one Eid pushes him off the height, and the second Eid puts the Evan Aliboy. The Gemara and Dafim Heamed Beis brings a halacha, Omar Shmuel, what's the halacha of Nikta or Yad Eidim? If the Edom's hands got chopped off between the time that they were made in Bezin, that a person's Chayiv Skila, and the actual time of the Skila, if their hands were chopped off, Zog Shmuel, then the person who was Chayiv Skila is potter from his Skila. And Zog Shmuel, my time of the Beina Yad Edom Tiribo Barishayna Veleka, it's Me'akev that the Yad Edom should be Tiribo Barishayna. And being that over here was Nikta Yad Edom, the Edom's hands were chopped off, and the Edom can't come kill the person with their hands. So being that we can't be Mekayim, the Allah of Yad Eidim Tibor Barishayna, therefore the person is potter from his Chiyav Skila. And the Gemara asks, Elameyata Eidim Gidmin de Meyikara, if Eidim who originally were Gidmin, Eidim that don't have hands Meyikara, if they come to be Bezin, Atu Neymo, that such Eidim are possible to be Meyid, Hachanami de Psili, and the Gemara is Mechalik Shani Hossam Damakra Yad Eidim Shahisa Kvar. Zog the Gemara, Eidim Gidmin de Meyikara are kosher to be Meyid, because we darshan Yad Eidim, the Yad Shahisa Kvar, that's what's Ma'akev. If originally there was a hand, then that hand is Ma'akev. If it's Nikta Yad Eidim is Potter. But Eidim Gidmin de Meyikara are kosher to be Meyid. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim had to be mefarish the Gemara's teretz. This that the Gemara answers Yad Eidim Shahisa Kvar. What is the Gemara's kavana? That whatever the hand was there originally, that's the Yad that is Ma'akev. Rashi and Devar Maschil Yad Eidim is Mefaris Yad Shahoisa Lehem Tia Lehem. The Yad that the Eidim had Bishas Tev Eidis is Tia Lehem Bishas Misa. Avol Gidin Meikara, if they originally didn't have a hand, Lo Mishtamu Minei, that we don't see from the Pasuk, that in such a case the Mechayiv Skila should be Potter. So Rashi, the Zuhi Yad Shalahem, this is their Yad. If the Eidim Gidin Meikara, the Eidim don't have a chilek of their hand, they only have the upper part of the hand without having the lower part of the hand. Zakrashi Zuhi Hayat Shalem, that's the Yad, and therefore there is no chesaron in the kiyum of the Pasuk of Yad Eidim Tir Bar Barishayna. The Chavis Yoren Simen Kuf Samach Zayin is Medayik from Rashi. The Rashi says Zuhi Hayat Shalem, this is their Yad. If they only have the upper chelik of the Yad and not the lower chelik of the Yad, Zuhi Hayat Shalem, and it's not Ma'akav Yad Eidim Tir Bar Barishayna, they can use the upper chelik of the Yad. So the Chavis Yoren, it's Mashma from Rashi that the Eidim are still Mechuyiv to be the ones to kill the one who's Chayiv Misa. Only the chiddush of the Gemara was Yad Shahisa Kvar. If this is the Yad they had b'shas to aid this, they can use the upper chelik of the Yad to kill the one who's chayiv skila. And that's a kiyum of Yad Eidim Tiyibar Barishayna. A regular person, if his lower chelik of his Yad is chopped off, he can't use the upper chelik of his Yad to kill the chayiv skila. That's not a kiyum of Yad Eidim Tiyibar Barishayna, because that's not called a Yad. The upper chelik of the arm isn't called a Yad, and therefore if it's Nikta Yad Eidim, the one who's chayiv skila is Potter. And shaking when it comes to Gidmin Dmeikara, this was Zui Yad Shalahem, this was the Yad Bishas the Eidis, so him came Bishas the Chiv Skila. Also, they can use the upper Chelik of their arm, that's also called their Yad, and therefore that's considered a Kiyim of Yad Eidim Tibay Barishayna. And the Chavis Yor is Mechadish from this Rashi, two Chidushim Ladina. So the Chavis Yor comes out, Lefi Rashi, what if the Eidims don't have any hand Bechlal? Not only they don't have the lower Chelik of the arm, but even the upper chelik of the arm is also missing. They don't have any yad bechlal, and they can't kill the person who is chayiv skila. Zok techavis yor boifin zeh. We don't have a kiyum of zuhi yad shalahem. We can't say that whatever they have of the yad, this is their yad. They don't have any yad bechlal. Uboifin zeh. They are puzzled to be made on the chayiv skila, being that they can't be the ones to kill him. And it's ma'akev yad eidim ti boi barishayna. And Zok techavis yor a second chiddush ladina al pirashi that Rashi's mechadish zuhi ayad shalahem, that if a person is missing the lower chiluk of his arm, the upper chiluk of his arm is considered his yad. When it comes to tefillin, also they can be meniach tefillin on whatever part of the yad they have left, even if the part of the yad that a person puts his tefillin is missing. If they only have the uppermost chelik of the arm, they could put tefillin on that part of the hand. That's considered their yad. So just like a regular person puts tefillin right above his elbow, so too them who are missing the chelik of the arm right above the elbow, and they only have the uppermost chelik of the arm, and they could put tefillin on that part of the arm that they have remaining. But the Rambam in Perek Yedal Milchus Sanhedrin Halacha Ches paskins the Halacha v'Agamor that Edmin that Gibdin Dmei Yikara, the Halacha is other people go and kill the one who's Chayiv Skila. The Rambam is Mefarish HaGemor that the Gemor is Darshning the Yad Shehoi that the Yad Eidin Tiba Barishon is only Ma'akev by Eidin that have a hand. But Eidin that don't have a hand, if it's Gidmin to Meikara, but even there is no Halacha B'chval of Yad Eidin Tiba Barishon. And the Kavon of the Gemor is that if the Eidin are Gidmin to Meikara, then other people can go kill the one who's Chayiv Skila and it's not Ma'akev the Halacha of Yad Eidin Tiba Barishon. But not like Rashi, that the Edim Gidman could kill the person with whatever they have left of their arm. According to the Rambam, other people go and kill the person who's Chayiv Skilo, being that the Edim are Gidman Dmei Kara, the din of Yad Edim Tibur Berishoyin is only Yad Shaisa Kvar, but if you're not the Gidman Dmei Kara, the Yad Edim isn't Ma'akim, and other people could go kill the one who's Chayiv Skilo. On the Etzem Halacha of Shmuel Nikta Yad Edim is Potter, L'chayre Yeshle is Stapik, what's the Kavon of Shmuel Nikta Yad Edim is Potter? Is it dafka if it's nikta the hands of both of the Edim, but if in the one who's chayiv skila is potter from his chayiv skila because we can't be mekayim the halacha of yad Edim tibur barishayna. But if one of the Edim still has his hand and the second aid is nikta yad of the second aid, being that the first aid could go kill the one who's chayiv skila, that's enough of a kiyum of the halacha of yad Edim tibur barishayna, and we would not have Shmuel's halacha of nikta yad Edim is potter. Or do we say we need both Edim to be able to kill the one who's chayiv skila? One aid to be doichim from a goyvel shtei koymis, and the second aid to put the evan aliboy. It's ma'akev to have both edim ready to kill him in order to mekayim the halach of yad ha'edim tibur barishayin. Now, feel if it's nikta the yad of aid echod, even if one aid is missing his hand, the one who's chayiv skila is also potter. The Mordechai brings a halacha that even the nirtzach himself could be made under a tzeach. If Reuven goes and tries to kill Shimon, and Reuven hit Shimon in a oifen that Shimon's going to die, but Shimon didn't yet die, Shimon could still be made in Bezna on this that Reuven killed him, and when Shimon dies later, Reuven will be chayiv skila pi the edis of Shimon. The Afikiyamin chelek Aleph Simon Yates brings the shoyl was mechiach from this halacha of the Mordechai, the nikta yad edim, as long as one eid still has a hand, we could still be mekayim the halacha of yad edim tibur berishoyna, and we would not have Shmuel's halacha of nikta yad edim is potter. And the shoyl is mechiach from this halacha of the Mordechai. The nirtzach himself can't go kill the reitzach. The reitzach is only chayiv misa after the nirtzach actually dies. So if the nirtzach was made in bezin that the reitzach killed him, and the nirtzach dies afterwards, and now the reitzach is chayiv misa, l'chayiv, there's a chesaron of nikta yad eidim, the nirtzach can't come be the one of yad eidim tibur barishayna. So the shoyl to the afikayam, al korchach, you have to say that the second aid goes and kills the reiteach. He's the one who's mekayim the halacha of yad eidim tibur barishayna. And we have a chacha from here that I feel if one of the eidim remains and it wasn't nikta yaday, and the second aid is nikta yaday, the first aid could be the one to be mekayim the halacha of yad eidim tibur barishayna. We would not have Shmuel's halacha of nikta yad eidim is potter. And the Afikayam himself is doicha the raya. The Afikayam himself holds that the halacha of Shmuel of nikta yad edim is potter. I feel if one aid is nikta yaday, also the one who's chayiv skila is potter. To be mekayim this halacha of yad edim tibur barishayna, we need both edim to have their hand. And if it's nikta yad of one of the edim already, the one who's chayiv skila is potter. And on this, that the shoyl to the Afikayam was meichiach is halacha from the din of the Mordechai that the nitzach could be made under reiteach, and we don't say there's a chesaron of nikta yad edim is potter. So the Afikayam Yeshli Yashiv, there's a machlikis, but the Hashem will discuss later in this year between Tosis and the Rambam. If this that we say there's a halacha of Beisham Mises, if there's a din of if it's Iyata Yochala Misa by the Misa Ksuva, but if you can't give him the Misa, he's Mechuyev, you could be Mamisim Bechal Misa Shata Yochala Misa. Does this apply to all Chayve Misa's Bezdin, or is it Dafka one who ran away from Bezdin, Dafka Bereach from Bezdin? And the sheet of the Rambam is Afilu Beishai Chayve Misa's Bezdin is a halacha. If you can't be Mamisim with the Misa Ksuva, but you can be Mamisim Bechal Misa Shata Yochala Misa. So Zakta Afikayam, according to the Rambam, there's no Raya Bechlal. The Nitzach can be made under Reitach, and if Bezdin can't kill him with the Chayve Skilo, because they can't be Mekayim, the Halach of Yad Eidin Tiyibur Barishayna. So if it's Iyat Yachal HaMisa B'Misa HaKsuva, but you can be Meimis and Mechal Misa Shata Yachal HaMisa. And then we cannot be mekayim the halacha of Yad Eden Tibay Bar Rishayna, that it's still negeh the halacha of the Mordechai, because you can make misim b'chol misa shat yachol misa, and that's the kavan of the Mordechai, that the nitzach could be made on the reitzeach, even though you can't be mekayim the chiyav of misa aksuva boy, because you can't be mekayim the halacha of Yad Eden Tibay Bar Rishayna. And Zakta Afika Yama Afilu Fishita Satoisus, that there is no aloha by Shah Chai be Misa's Bezin, if it's Yata Yachal La Misa be Misa Aksuvabo, Yemem Misa Bechom Misa Shata Yachal La Misa, Mikomokan by the aloha of the Nitzach being made in Bezin, being that he's Oymid Lomus, and Beshasi is being made in Bezin, Bezin knows that he's Oymid Lomus and he's not going to be able to kill the Reitzach, it's Tafka after he dies that the Reitzach is going to be Chai of Misa. That's Daimon to Gidman to make Korah, and there is no Chesaron of Yad Eden Tibay Bar Rishayna. It's only Yad Shehoi Sakvar, being that Peshas, they do say already, we could see that he's Oymed Lomas, and he's not Oymed to be able to kill the Reitzeach, Acher, they do say Peshas, that the Reitzeach is going to be Chayiv Misa. But if in there is no Allah of Nikta Yad Eden Potter, it's Dafka Yad Shehoi Sakvar, like the Gemara brings by Gidman to make Korah, that we said earlier, the Shita Sarayamam is, that if the eight Gidman to make Korah, they have no hands Bechlal, then other people can go kill him, and we don't have the Allah of Yad Eden Tibay Bar Rishayna. So the Meila Zokta Afikayam, Bein Lefi the Ramam, Bein Lefi Taisvis, Yesh Litchos Teraya from the Mordechai, and we can say the Halacha of Nikta Yad Edom is Potter, is Afil if it's Nikta, one of the Edom, we need both Edom to have their hands to be Mekayim, the Halacha of Yad Edom Tiber Bar Rishayna, but if it's Nikta the Yad of one of the Edom, then we have Shmuel's Halacha of Nikta Yad Edom is Potter, because it's Me'ak of this Halacha of Yad Edom Tiber Bar Rishayna. And the Iker Halacha of Shmuel, Nikta Yad Eidim is Potter, if the hands of the Eidim is chopped off, then the one who's Chayiv Skila is now Potter, because the Pasuk says, Yad Eidim Tirebay Bar Rishayna, that Stavka the Eidim are the ones who are able to kill the one who's Chayiv Skila, but if the Eidim can't kill the person with their hands, then he's Potter from his Chayiv Skila, being the Pasuk says, Aloshin of Yad Eidim Tirebay Bar Rishayna. And the Gemara asks, Mibayinun Krokedich Siv, even though the Pasuk said, Aloshin of Yad Eidim Tirebay Bar Rishayna, do we need to kill a person dafka the way the Pasuk says exactly in such an oifen, but if we can't kill him in exactly the way the Pasuk says, the person's potter from Mechiyev Misa? And the Gemara asks from a braisa of Tanya, Mois Yumas HaMake Reitzeachu, the braisa darshins, Ein li ela Misa Aksuvaboy, it's dafka if one's able to kill him with the Misa Aksuvaboy. Minayin Shem Iatayachal HaMisa Ibe Misa Aksuvaboy, if you can't give him the Misa, which it says in the Torah that a Reitzeach should get, how do we know that the Mimisa Bechom Misa Shata Yochel La Misa Dash and the Brisa Talmudim or a Reboy from Mois Yumas Hamake and Reteachu? A Reboy of Mois Yumas Hamake and extra Loshin to be marbed that if you can't kill him with the Misa Aksuvaboy, your Mimisa Bechom Misa Shata Yochel La Misa. So, in fact, the Gemara, we see we don't need Krokodich Siv. There's a Reboy telling us that if it's Iata Yochel La Misa in the Misa Aksuvaboy, the Iker is that your Mimisa Bechom Misa Shata Yochel La Misa as long as the person gets killed. And the Gemara asks him, Cain, why is it that Shmuel says by Nikta Yad Eidim is Potter? Why don't we say also that if it's Yat Yachal HaMisa in the Misa Aksuvaboy, you should be Mimisa Bechal Misa Shat Yachal HaMisa, I feel without the Yad of the Eidim? And the Gemara answers, Shani Hossam Damakro Mois Yumas, that is a special Joshua of Mois Yumas to be Marbe that you Mimisa Bechal Misa Shat Yachal HaMisa. Mashenki, when it comes to Nikta Yad Eidim over there, we say you need Krokid the Chsiv and Dafka, the way the Pasuk says it, that you have to kill the one who's Chayiv Skila with the Yad Eidim. And the Gemara asks, if it's only, even if it's from a Reboy of Mois Yumas, Veligma Minei, why don't we learn out from Reitzeach that we don't need Krokid Echsiv? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Davi Reitzeach, Vegoyal Adam, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Keechod, Vichol Kshvoch, Vichol Shnei Ksuvim Abom Keechod, Eim Malamdin, that we see by Reitzeach, we don't need Krokid Echsiv, and by Goyal Adam also, we see we don't need Krokid Echsiv, Dafka the way the Pasuk says it, and Shnei Ksuvim Abom Keechod, Vichol Shnei Ksuvim Abom Keechod, Eim Malamdin. And the Gemara explains, Reitzeach da Amorin, that if it's Yata Yachal HaMisa in the Misa Aksuvaboy, Yemem Misa Bechal Misa Shata Yachal HaMisa. And Goyal Adam, the Gemara brings a braisa, Goyal Adam, Yomis Esa Reitzeach, Mitzvah Begoyal Adam, it's Tafka with the Korev, who's the Goyal Adam, the closest Korev, goes to take revenge from the Nirzach to go kill the Reitzeach. Uminayin Shemen Goyal Shebezdin Mamidin Le Goyal. If let's say the person doesn't have a goyel adam, how do you know that bezin is maimed loy a goyel adam? Shenema befigur boy mikol mokrim. The Gemara is a reboy that if it can't be the goyel adam, bezin sets up a goyel adam. Mikol mokrim, we see you don't need kura dafka kiddich siv, and even if you don't have a goyel adam, bezin's mamidin like a goyel adam. So therefore, it's shnei ksuvin abom keechod reitzech and goyel adam a shnei ksuvin abom keechod ve'im melamdin. And by Shah other dinim of Chavim Mises, when he dafka krokedich siv, therefore Shmuel is mechadish, Yad Eidim Tirebay Bar Rishayna, that pasuk is dafka, and if it's nikta, Yad Eidim is potter. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. I don't understand our Gemara. This step, the Gemara says we don't learn out from Reitzach because Reitzach and Goyel Adam are shnei ksuvin abom keechod ve'im melamdin. Therefore, we can't learn out from Reitzach this halacha of yata yachol la'misay be'misa ksuvah bayat me'misay b'chol misa shata yachol la'misay. Taisus in the Ve'amaschol Mishum Dehavi Reitzach asks a kasha from the Mishnah later in Perek Eilon Eiloena and Esrofin. The Mishnah brings the halacha of chayvei misa shenis arvu ze boze. If Chayve Skilo got mixed up with one Zuha Chayv Hereg or one Zuha Chayv Sreifa, what's the halacha? And the Mishnah tells us the halacha is Yadainu Bekala, you kill all of them with the Misa of the Kala. If let's say it's a Chayv Skilo and a Chayv Hereg, we kill all of them with the Misa of Sayif, being that's the Misa of Kala, so it means Safik, we can't give them the Chomedik and Misa of Skilo. We give all the Chayv Misa Shanas Av with the Misa of Kala. And the Gemara brings a Raif in this Mishnah, Shnashma Mino, Musul Dover Chom, Avi Musul Dover Kal. The Edom only gave the one who's Chayiv Skila Asra that he's going to be killed with a Misa of Skila. So how is it that we can go kill him now with a Misa of Herek? Al Korchach, or Musul Adavar Chom, or Avi Musul Adavar Kal? So, Factosis, what's the Raya? Maybe that even if we say that a Musul Adavar Chom is not a Musul Adavar Kal, and the Asra for Chayiv Skila isn't the Asra for the Chayiv Herek, but Mikamakim, if it's Yata Yachala Amisai, be Misa Aksuvabai, at a Misa, be Chomisa Shata Yachala Amisai. And Tosis answers, "V'yeshlemet the daik midaktoni kol chayve misas afilo hanach loy dar shihachi." So Tosis, that being that the lashon of the Mishnah is kol chayve misas afilo by the chayve misas, that we don't say im yata yachol amisa in the misa aksuva by atum im misa bechal misa shata yachol amisa. It's dafka by reitzach and a goyel adam that there we darshin this Joshua that if it's yata yachol amisa in the misa aksuva by you kill him with any misa. Mashenki, when it comes to Shah Chayvei Misas, we don't have the Salach of it's Yata Yachal HaMisa in the Misa Aksuv, but you give him any Misa you want. And the Mishnah's Mashna, Afilu, those Chayvei Misas that don't have the Salach of Chomisa Shata Yachal HaMisa, Afilu Achiv, then it's Arvu, you give the Misa Akal, Al Korchach Muslo Dover Chomer, Havi Muslo Dover Kal. But Einach Hanami, when it comes to Reitzach, if Reitzach is Chayv Herek, and now there's this Arv, Achiv Herek, with Achiv of Chenek, we could give the Misa of Chenek, because if you can't be Mimemisim with the Misa Aksuvu, but with the Misa of Saif, at the Yachala Misa, Bechal Misa Shata Yachala Misa. And Tosis in the second Teres answers that this Halach of Chal Misa Shata Yachala Misa is Dafka by a Bereach, one who runs away from Bezdin, and that's why Bezdin can't kill him. Mashekin by Chayv Misa Shanes Arvu, it wouldn't apply this Halach of at the Yachala Misa, Bechal Misa Shata Yachala Misa. But our koponim is mavur from Taisus that Taisus learned this halacha of miyata yachol amisay b'misa aksuva bayat b'misa b'chol misa shata yachol amisay is dafka by reitzach, and we don't want to shar chayv misas. If any other chayv misa we can't give him the misa aksuva by, we don't give him chol misa shata yachol amisay. It's dafka by reitzach that we have such a halacha, and we don't want from reitzach like the Gemara explains, because reitzach and goyel adam are shnei ksuvin abon keechod ve'im melamdin. The Rambam in Perek Yedalad from Hilchis Sanhedrin halacha ches paskins that one who's amud al nafshle v'lo yachlu bezdin lesso, I say bezdin couldn't tie him down to give him the misa b'misa sheu chayiv ba hargin I say eidav b'chol misa sheyachilin l'homis I say they give him any misa they're able to kill him, they quickly kill him in any form of misa lav dafka the misa aksuva by. And Zokter Rambam, being that it was nigmar dinoi, so memela the eidim can kill him in any misa, but the shara om, if the eidim can't kill him, then no other person could go kill him. It's dafka the eidim have right to kill him. And if the Edim can't kill him in the Misa Aksuva Boy, the Edim can kill him b'chol Misa Shata Yachal HaMisai. And Zokter Yaman Bamedvo Mamurim is b'shar chayvi Misas Bezdin. Mashenki, when it comes to a Reitzeach, aval hoivig nefesh en nigmer dinoi, reid fin oisei b'chol dovo, b'yad kol odim atshim emisa noisei. This that we said, it's dafka the Edim could kill the chayiv Misa b'chol Misa Shata Yachal HaMisai b'makam that they can't kill him with the Misa Aksuva Boy. But Shai Ha'am can't kill him, but Makam that the Edim can't kill the Chayiv Misas, Dafka by Shai Chayiv Misas Bezdin. Mashenkin, when it comes to a Reitzach, then anyone comes to kill him. If the Edim can't kill him, then any person who can go kill him should come kill him. It's Mavur from the Ramam two Chidushim. The first Chidush of the Ramam is Mavur, that the Ramam understood this halacha, B'chol Misa Shata Yachal HaMisa is Lav Dafka by Reitzach. It's a Giloy, once we see by Reitzach there's such a halacha, that means every Chayiv Misa that's Lav Dafka, the Misa Aksuva by. The Misa Aksuva Boy is only Lechatchila, that's the way to kill him, but the Ikir is the person is Chayiv Misa, and if it's Yata Yachal HaMisa in the Misa Aksuva Boy, you should give him any Misa that a person is able to kill him. V'oidis Mavur from the Ramam that Afilu of this halacha applies to be learned out from Reitzach to all other Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, Mikol Malkim, there's still a chiluk between Reitzach and Shah Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. By Shah Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, it's Dafka, the Edim can kill him, and if the Edim can't kill him, then he's Potter, like the halacha of Shmuel of Nikta Yad, Edim is Potter. If the Edim can't kill him, there is no halacha, B'chol Misa Shata Yachal HaMisa. Mashenke, when it comes to a reitzeach, there we have the halacha of b'chamisa shatayachol la'misa, that if the edim can't kill him, then any person stands up and could kill the one who's chayiv misa. It's lav dafka the edim. The edim is only lechatchilo. It's mevuah from the Rambam that the Rambam understood the Gemara when the Gemara says reitzeach v'goyel adam ashnei ksuvin abom keechod v'chol shnei ksuvin abom keechod is ein melamdin. That's referring to the halacha that lav dafka the edim. If the edim can't kill him, then any person goes and kills him. On that, there's a loch of a melamdin that we don't learn out from Reitzeach, the Shach, Chayv, and Misa's Bezdin. Masha Inke, when it comes to the halacha that if you can't kill him with the Misa HaKsuvah, but you give him Kol Misa Shatayachol HaMisa, the Rambam understood that's a Gilei Milsa Ba'alma. Once we see by Reitzeach that the Chayv and Misa is Lav Dafka, the Misa HaKsuvah, but it's a Gilei that the Ikar of a Chayv Misa is that the person should get killed, that the Edim should kill him. The Ikar is the Chayv Misa, the Oifen of killing him, this time you have Dalet Chayv and Misa's Bezdin, that's only Lechatchila, but if it's Iyat HaYachol HaMisa in the Misa HaKsuvah, boy, Akoponim, you have a machlikus of Rishonim, Shita Satisu says this halacha of Kol Misa Shatayachol La'Misa is Dafka by Reitzeach, and it's called Shneksuvin Abom Kechol Emalamdin by Shach Chayv Misa's Bezdin. You give him Dafka the Misa Aksuva boy. And the Shita Sarayamam is that this halacha of Kol Misa Shatayachol La'Misa b'makom, you can't give the Misa Aksuva boy. We learn after Reitzeach to all Chayv Misa's Bezdin. This that the Gemara says Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echod Ein Melamdin is Dafka Benegia. This halacha that if the Edim can't kill him, then any person could go kill the one who's Chayiv Misa. On that we say Dafka by Reitzeach, and it's a Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echod Ein Melamdin. But we don't learn that from Reitzeach to all of the Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. That if Siyata Yochel Amisa in the Misa Ksuvah Bayatam in Misa Bechol Misa Shata Yochel Amisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.